Coach Marlene Stallings and Shane Mullaney, and we'll open it for questions right away.
Okay, how are you guys able to get so many open ones to three-quarters in this game?
I think our defense transitions us into our offense. We get energy from defensive stops and driving to the hole, and I think we have a lot of offensive threats, which opens up openings from the three.
When you guys start making them, does it become contagious for a number of you guys out there?
Absolutely. Once we get in the rhythm, we get excited and we feed off that energy from the three-point line.
What was the Buckets for Bantam t-shirts all about? Tell us about that.
The Buckets for Bantam is for Rachel Bantam. When she went out with her ACL tear, we wanted to honor her in some way for the rest of the season, so we wear those shirts for warm-ups before every game, just remembering her and remembering that we're playing for her every game, because I know that I really miss her out there and everybody does.
How have you guys, with most teams, when they lose a preseason player of the year candidate, that almost dooms their season, how have you guys been able to not only weather that, but also have such a successful year so far? I guess your first 21 season in quite a while.
I think we've adjusted well without Rachel. It obviously was very hard at first, but I think we've come together as a team, and we know what we had to do individually. Each person individually had to step up in a smaller way, which made a big difference for the team.
After they got it tough, they went ahead by a point. Where do you feel like your kids were able to pull it out down the stretch?
Yeah, and we've been in that situation quite a bit. Our kids are pretty accustomed to that, and I don't think they really waver. They kind of keep the same demeanor and the same fight, and they just keep playing. And we felt during that stretch they were throwing a lot of different defenses. They typically play primarily zone, a little bit of man, but they threw four different defenses at us today. And I was really proud of how our kids handled that, because it was a lot coming at us. But I thought we just had to weather the storm through that stretch. And we were getting really good looks at times. We were missing at the basket a lot. But again, we've been in that situation a lot, and our kids are just going to keep battling during those times.
How big were the, you got some, seemed like you got some offensive rebounds and were able to get some kicks for some wide open threes. How big was that?
I thought Kayla Hurt came in and just gave us quality minutes. Two of her offensive rebounds that she got, she kicked out for made threes. Huge stat there down the stretch in the last couple of minutes, especially when Amanda Zowie B went out with five fouls.
She was such a big part of the first time that you guys played with the triple-double. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they were looking at her a little bit. How do you feel like the rest of your team both weathered her foul trouble, mm-hmm, and the fact that she wasn't quite as scoring and blocks-wise?
Yeah, she rebounded well for us, but she didn't score her normal amount. And again, since Rachel went down and Shane made this point, it's kind of like everybody steps up, and tonight wasn't Amanda's night offensively, but I thought that everybody else just stepped up. And because of how they defend, it was going to be a little bit harder for Amanda to get shots up, and we knew that. They equalize her in terms of height, and that's a little bit different look for her than what she typically sees in conference play. And I thought that Tori and Candace did a really good job on making it difficult for her to score down there.
How big were Shane's buckets?
Well, they were huge. Her hitting five threes for us is big, and she has that potential. She knows we give her the green light to shoot anytime she's open. And in a game like this, when they're going to play a little bit more zone, she's going to get more open looks, and we're usually yelling to her to shoot even more. So I was really happy to see her step up tonight and take those shots.
It was weird for some of us looking down and seeing Fred on the other, mm-hmm, end. What has he brought to your staff this year?
Yes, and I'm sure folks here really miss him a lot. He's been a great addition to our staff and insightful. He does most of our scouts, and he helps out some with our defensive play, but primarily he does most of our scouting, and he's been a solid addition. He knows the Big Ten inside and out, and we're really glad to have him on our side and not have to go against him.
I guess last one, same thing that Shane answered earlier. How have you guys been able to have the kind of year that you had with the loss of such a great player?
Well, when I first took the program over a few months ago, we came in with a very aggressive mentality. We didn't want to come in waiting 2, 3, 4 years to go to an NCAA tournament to compete for a Big Ten championship. We didn't know how quickly it would happen, but we knew that our approach was going to be very aggressive. And these young ladies have just responded to us in the very different change of style of play. You know, we're completely different than what they were accustomed to. And they've adapted and adjusted unbelievably well. And then having to absorb the loss of Rachel was could have been devastating. And instead, they band together and played even stronger through that. And now we're eyeing and bid to the NCAA tournament, and we're even working hard here to try to be a top four seed going into the Big Ten tournament. So we have very high goals and aspirations as we end this regular season here.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.